Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark. Tonight, I have one of my buddies on the show. You know, well, besides he's good looking, and we agree with everything politics-wise. And since I've been having to stay home for the last couple of days because of the virus, which is dumb fault, by the way, I'm blaming him all on it, by the way. And besides that, I had to put my old Seahawks t-shirt in the trash because it was ripped. Okay, tonight's guest is Zach Bacall. He has his own radio show on Blog Talk Radio, too. You guys should listen to it because it's very, very good. And he's on here tonight talking about anyone home, captured, Kubaku, and I'm going to bring him on. So, yes. Hey, sweetie.
Carly, how are you?
Good. So, yes, I am blaming Dump, first of all, before we talk about your movie. I am blaming Dump for this whole virus thing. And since my doctor says I have a bad immune system, I really have to stay home right now, which really, really, really sucks. So I hate it.
Why don't we just blame Trump for everything?
Well, I know. I blame him, too. So, Kristen, from your standpoint, how long do you think we are going to have to go through this virus thing? I've been meaning to ask you this for a while.
Right. Well, I tend to get my information from the CDC in Atlanta, not listening to Trump. So, the worst part of this whole thing is nobody can really say, and they don't really know because it's all new. And so, I think the key is just to see if it's going to – just see if we can contain it. And China has been able to contain it. Of course, they've just locked people in their houses. But and Italy's on lockdown. So I think the key is just, the key is just to try to be sensible. I'm avoiding crowds. I'm avoiding, if tables and restaurants that are really, really close together, just trying to wash my hands. But the good news is it looks like if you get it, and you don't have, obviously, a compromised immune system, it's very survivable. And I think, I would say just be cautious, but I don't think we need to panic.
Oh, well, I don't think we need to panic. But here in Seattle, there's so many cases of it that has turned up. And as a nursing home and also the local hospital is filled up right now, and they are saying do not go to the hospital for anything. Call your doctor because they are already at mass capacity. So, I agree with you, but if Trump did his job months ago and maybe do something about this and not say it's a hoax and not say it's everything, then we might be in a different situation. So I'm sorry. I'm not happy with him. Well, I'm not happy with him on anything. And I'm not happy that he got away with murder just a month ago by, skating through.
I forgot you're near Seattle. I forgot about that. Yeah, so you're really...
Yeah.
Kirkland and that whole area has really been hit hard with the nursing home.
And that's why my doctor just told me for right now, she just wants me to stay inside, just to be cautionary because she just, your house is the last year, so she didn't want anything to go else wrong with me. So I'm taking my doctor's advice, and thank God I can do the radio show at home.
Right.
And before we get to the new movies, new wonderful movies, I love what you said, number one, about the Trump kids today. I loved it on your Facebook page. I totally agree with you. And my question is, why can Biden and Sanders go after them if Trump can go after Biden's kids? I mean, if this is going to be fair play here,
uh-huh.
and Ivanka is in the White House looking,
right.
I don't think see, part of that going after the kids when she has a job in the White House, I think she's up for free play. I mean, the way I see it, she's booking this, she's getting money. So I don't think she, you know, why not expose her and do it? It's about time they get exposed. So the
well,
light
yeah,
is
and also, I mean, also, you know, these are adults. I love how he talked about the kids. I mean, I guess Barron, you know, the younger son is off limits. But, yeah no, a Jared, Ivanka's son is also part of the White House. And then Donald Trump Jr. and Eric, they make themselves a part of the White House, and their wives do as well. You know, so I just think, look, if, you know, it's fair play, game on. Like you said, there's a lot more dirt on those three kids than there is on Hunter Biden. So, you know, I do think Biden needs to just sit down in an interview or something and just take it on, you know, take it head on and just lay it out there about the son. And I mean, mm-hmm. he's already said it before, but I think once he gets the nomination, it will be nice if he just says, here's the deal. My son didn't do anything wrong. You know, was it nepotism? Yes. But look at the nepotism going on in the White House.
Exactly. And my other question before we get to the movies, you're in with one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, which I'm jealous of you, but the Harvey Weinstein trial. Okay, so I'm trying not to say bad words. I don't know, but the Zook, well, bastard is not a bad word, gets 5 years and then he is telling his defense lawyer, I'm going to die in prison. Okay, isn't the trial supposed to go to L.A.? So why is he being serving more than 5 years if the trial goes to L.A. and they do their job in L.A.? And, I mean, they have so many other people put on the witness stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they could put him away for life. What do you think?
Right. He gets sentenced tomorrow, right? So the minimum is 5 years. I think the maximum they can give him right now is 25. So I'd like to see them give him the maximum for this one. And then, like you said, he's got the trials coming up here in Los Angeles, which the tricky thing about L.A., you know, celebrities have not always been found guilty in L.A. with you know, that's why I think Lori Loughlin, sometimes people laugh at her wanting to go to a jury. You know, I don't know. Sometimes celebrities get off. But I think Harvey will die in prison because I think someone will kill him.
I do, too. I really think someone's going to go after him, and then we won't have to worry about him. But I would be really curious if they would put Gwyneth Paltrow on the stand. You know, they could put Ben Affleck for going after him, but Gwyneth told him about him. And I just think, you know, if they were small doing that strategy, I would go that strategy right now, because all the upcoming women in Hollywood who are now famous, you know, got accosted by him. So they don't have anything to lose in their career by now as they did 20 years ago. So, yeah. But we will talk about your movie. So you will encapsulate my home. And what was that about?
Anyone Home came out at the end of last year, but I haven't been here since then. And that was...
I know, you're supposed... You're supposed to come here every night. What happened to that deal?
Well, you know, don't forget, you know, now I can use the sympathy card because I had neck surgery in December. But it was so easy, Carly. It was so easy breezy. It was almost like I didn't even have surgery. So there was barely any recovery, thank God. So that was a good thing. But no, so I did. So anyone home is out right now on, you know, Amazon Prime and all those platforms. And then Captured came out last Monday or Tuesday, March 2nd. And that's out on DirecTV, Spectrum, and something called Hoopla, which I quite frankly don't know what that is.
I've never heard of that.
No, I haven't either. But that's through Green Apple Entertainment. Anyone home is through Gravitas Ventures. And so you could just find that anywhere and Google it. They're both kind of psychological thrillers, and I'm really proud of them because I play two very different characters in that. And then I have a small part in this new film, Sallywood, which is Sally Kirkland stars in. I play a Sally is my dear friend of 25, 30 years.
I see so many messages after finding out you guys were on Facebook friends, and I wanted to use your name so bad, but I didn't because I didn't want to get in trouble with you. But I've been wanting to interview her for so long, but I didn't use your name. I wanted to use your name.
Please do. No, she's a sweetheart. She'll answer you on Facebook.
Yeah, I just didn't know if I could. But so I was working with her because she's a terrific actress. I love her.
Well, here's the story. The weird thing is I met Sally 30 years ago. There was a TV pilot of the movie Steel Magnolias. I don't know if you remember Steel Magnolias.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
My favorite movie.
So they did a TV pilot, and Sally played the Dolly Parton part. And I was just a young, like, I'd only been in town like 2 years, and it was one of my first TV roles. I had a very small part. But anyway, we met then and became dear friends. And then when I started the management company 14 years ago, she was one of my first clients. And we worked together for about 5 or 6 years. But this film, Sallywood, it's based on Sally when she had this young assistant named Zach years ago, and they met and became dear friends. Well, Carly, the great thing is, 20 years later, Zach is now, he wrote the movie, he directed the movie, and it's loosely based on his relationship with Sally, and it's called Sallywood. I unfortunately did not have scenes with Sally in the movie. I just have a small cameo playing a homeless guy named Hank, but I wanted to be a part of her film and get to work with Zach because it's his film debut as well. But keep your eyes out for that next year because I think it's going to put Sally back on the awards podium again.
It really should because she's a wonderful actress. And, you know, you can tell Zach if he wants to come on to promote the movie and his being directed in this movie, come, go for it. And then he's been busy. And then he did one with the most beautiful Tamara Braun.
Yeah, we just wrapped that. It's called Kombucha Cure. You know, kombucha is this drink. You know, it's a fermented sort of a health drink that a lot of people drink. It's sort of a probiotic drink. But in this movie, it's really a dark comedy, and I don't get to do comedies. One, I don't do a lot of comedies, and two, I don't get to play good guys. And so in this movie, I play Theo, and he's, even though he is a gun fanatic and he is a Iraqi war veteran, but he's a yogi master, and he's basically, it's about this small town in Nevada, and they have the highest rate of cancer diagnosis, but they also have the longest longevity. You know, we live the longest. And so the insurance companies get very suspicious, and they're like, well, wait a minute, they're costing us a fortune. Why are they living so long? So Tamara, the wonderful Emmy-winning Tamara Braun, and Emmy nominee Denise Boutte, who was Danielle on Days of Our Lives, they play the two insurance. Yeah, they're sent to the small town by the insurance company to find out what's going on. And when she gets there, we're part of this, like, town folk. There's about six of us. And what we've been doing is we've been drinking this concoction of kombucha, and it's been keeping us healthy, but at the same time, we've been sort of faking procedures and taking the insurance money from the insurance companies and then going out and finding these alternative therapies and putting the money back into the town. So it's kind of like a Robin Hood kind of film. But I got to play Theo. He was funny. Tamara Braun is – not only is she a brilliant actress, she's hilarious. A lot of people don't know that because she doesn't get to play comedy either. And
no, she doesn't.
She is such a dear person. And another former client of mine who's a dear friend is Alicia Minshew. So from All My Children, she played Kendall. And so Alicia and Tamara are best friends in real life. And then the other star of the movie was Jennifer Bassey, who you know was on your show.
Yeah, I love Jennifer.
So we were all, there was all this soap opera connections on the set. And it was just great to work with Denise and Jennifer, and then I had another friend, Daryl Larson, in the show, and so we shot for 3 weeks, and it was fun, and that's going to come out, I think, in October of this year, which is going to be really fun. I think, you know, I think it's going to be, it's so timely with the whole healthcare crisis, insurance companies, big pharma, gouging people and taking their money. It's a first-time director, Cecilia Choi, and she's a retired oncologist. And she got so disgusted with the healthcare system being on the other side as a doctor that this was her chance to sort of write this movie and, you know, stick it to the healthcare industry. So I think you'll enjoy that as well. We've got to get Tamara on your show as well.
It sounds so, well, I love Tamara Braun, though. I mean, when she came back to General Hospital as Kim, I was one happy camper. Kim, you know, Carly versus Kim, she did such a phenomenal job as Kim, the grieving mother. Then she kind of went crazy for a while. I thought going crazy for a while would be great. I'm just going to go crazy for a while.
Right. Well, we've all been crazy for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I just think, you know, I think it's great that, you know, she's able to get the comedy album after working almost a year and a half on a brain tumor storyline, that she lost her son, and she can finally laugh after crying for so long. You know, I always
know,
felt
that's
bad
what
when
she was, and even on Days of Our Lives, she played a very serious character for so many years. That's what she won the Emmy for. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just crazy. And then you have, okay, so right now, and you're at the end of shooting Hill of the Screaming Undead.
Oh, yes, I'm about to start. Now, see, this is me returning to my usual blood and guts killer. But this young director, Dustin Ferguson, who I had on my show, One-on-One with Jasper Cole, he is only in his 30s, but he makes these cool, really 70s kind of throwback horror films. And when I say 70s, it's like that whole exploitation films that he makes them to purposely look really low budget and gritty. And they're just, you know, they're very formulaic. They're the old fashioned horror films where there's the, you know, there's something, the damsel in distress, and then there's the bad guys. But I just realized today it's very timely because a virus has been unleashed in the United States. And I know. I was thinking about this today. I can't believe I didn't even think about it till now. And so I play, and first of all, it's a lead role for me. Me and this great actor, Mike Ferguson, we play the two leads. We're these two bad guys that are just out on the road trying to, like, you know, pick up some – we're up to no good. I don't want to give anything away. But it involves a virus.
Good.
It involves zombies. It involves old-fashioned – gore and thrills, and I'm excited because it's Lynn Lowry, who's a horror queen, you know, icon, is starring in it, along with me and Mike. And I just want to be able to have on my resume, I want to be able to do one of these really iconic kind of, you know, 70s horror films. So we're going to shoot that at the end of the month. And those come out really fast. He turns those, I think that's going to come out like in June or July. So that's going to be a quick turnaround. And we shoot the whole movie in 2 or 3 days.
What?
Which is unheard of. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what, you know, I'll sleep or go to the bathroom because it's 2 or 3 days.
Well, I have to
say,
it'll be the first for me to shoot an entire movie in a 2 to 3 day period. But this is how he does all his projects, and they all come out and they all do great. So, you know, on some level, that's another thing I'm looking forward to doing, because I love to work fast and I don't like to waste a lot of time. So it's like, oh my God, if we could just shoot this whole, because, you know, I mean, movie making can be very tedious. So it's a lot of waiting and sitting around. And but I think this is a lot of guerrilla filmmaking with the handheld steady cams and fast and action, and probably only have one take to get it right, you know. Yeah.
Well, in a way, that's good, because then, you know, one take, you are done. But in a bad way, then, if you mess up, then you're screwed.
Well, that's right. He must have confidence that we're going to be able to just knock it out of the park. But they always say anything can be saved in the editing room also. So, you know.
Well, yeah, and also, so is this a movie you would not see at 2 o'clock in the morning? Okay, because whenever I see, like, really, really horror movies, though, like, kind of the other week, I see them at 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't ask me why, but I do. And then,
and then
I end up dreaming about them. So is this not a movie you see at 2 o'clock in the morning, by the way?
Probably this one would not be, but Captured and Model Home, they're not as scary. They're not like as like old-fashioned horror. They're more psychological thrillers, so it's more like, especially Model Home, that's a little more psychological. Captured is about a young rock band, and I'm sort of the old guy in the movie, but they're these young kids that go back to shoot a music video at the lead singer, the girl's home place, and something bad happened there when she was a kid. And I play Shelley, who was the groundskeeper that knew her growing up, and I still live there. And they come back there to shoot the video, and all kinds of chaos happens. And that one, I have to say, I'm telling your audience, stick with that to the last 20 minutes of the movie, because it just goes batshit crazy at the end, and you will not see the ending coming. It comes out of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
I better put the boys on, because if I don't, maybe they'll accuse me of hogging you, but, you know, like I tell anyone, you're like my radio boyfriend, you know, kind of, because we kind of both have a show, so to me, I was going to just hug you and be totally selfish and Carly-like, but then, you know, David will not let me be that today, because he's like, well, you better let me talk to Jasper. I'm like, why? Because I found him. I'm like, so why? He's mine. So, yeah, there's a little fight going on with us, between him and I. It's just really funny, but I'm going to bring on David first, because then David will leave me alone. Hey, David.
Hi, Jasper. How you doing?
Hey, David. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing nice. Great to have you back on our show. Always come back. Always come back. Y'all will come back.
Oh,
come back.
Great to hear your voice. Thank you. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to get back, but I told you I'd get back here eventually.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're great. Well, I know you're living for time. You were on the hit show. Everybody loves Chris. We're like working on that.
What? Sorry, I lost you for a second. Sorry, say that again.
you know, Everybody Hates Chris. What was like working on that?
Oh, Everybody Hates Chris. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That was a great gig. I loved that show. I loved that set. I loved the cast and the crew. It was great to just sort of pop in and pop out. I played the neighborhood crackhead. I tend to play a lot of crackheads.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it, considering I don't drink or do drugs or anything, but it was fun, and I loved it. We shot that at Paramount Studios, and that's so much history at Paramount. And I would just, on my breaks, I would just wander all over the studio and, you know, look at all the other sets and stuff. But, yeah, that was one of the highlights of my career.
Yes, yes. Well, I know you are a member for time, and now that probably get on because I know you got those friends. So,
well, you stay healthy, everybody. Stay healthy, and you know, wash your hands, and more importantly, get out and vote, because if Carly and I are going to lose our mind if you know who gets reelected. But it doesn't matter who you vote for; just vote. That's the most important thing,
yes,
right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
And
I mean,
you guys, yes.
And it's saying right now that if Michigan, some people are saying Biden just won it. Some people are saying Sanders won it. So, yeah, don't stick out until the end of the night. And David, did you have any more questions? Because I will let Bobby on because I'm nice today.
No. I know you got them at time, and I get that one question. Okay, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, David. Great to hear from you.
Okay, I'm going to put Bobby on. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Jasper. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You're exactly right about voting and everything that's been happening in the news as far as the coronavirus and stuff like that goes. So I'm just taking extra precautions and everything else in. And I know that they're taking very cautious with what they're doing in sports and stretching around the Seattle area with the sports teams and stuff like that, and in Europe.
Yeah, can you believe that? Did you see Italy? The whole country's shut on lockdown. That's amazing.
Yeah, and they had to cancel soccer matches because of that, and they had to cancel a tennis tournament in California because of that, a basketball tournament in Massachusetts.
Mm.
And fortunately enough, the Seattle teams are still playing. So but
are they playing without an audience? Because a lot of things are doing it without audiences, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, they canceled out here. You know, they postponed Coachella, the big music festival that's in Palm Springs.
Oh yeah, because I mean, I read something about that on Wikipedia after I read about the Indian Wells tennis tournament
The BPNS or BPS,
yeah,
or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the sad part of all, I mean, the real sad part is all the money that's, you know, the industry, a lot of venues and people lose a lot of money. It could bring so much money into towns, but hey, listen, you know, what's it matter if everyone's sick? So hopefully, hopefully it'll.
Yeah. No, you can continue with what you were saying.
No, that was it. I was just saying basically hopefully it will, you know, get contained and then slowly, you know, die out like a lot of them have in the past.
Right. Right. I'm just hoping that it doesn't carry over to the Olympics because I don't want to be having to watch the Olympics and see nobody performing or have the Olympics being canceled with the event or the team.
That would be bad.
But as far as who's going to probably win this election, I think it could come down to Michigan because I was listening to one of the NPR programs this morning on how Bernie Sanders, I think it got the Muslim vote the last time in the election, won Michigan, and with this population with the Muslim, the Islamic Americans living in Michigan, he probably could have an edge over what Biden had with the Southwest African American vote. And and I said about a month ago that before Bloomberg had dropped out, if Bloomberg got the nominee, I was going to vote independent. Well, now I'm just kind of like saying that with everybody else dropping out, I'm just probably going to just vote for whoever can, whoever comes out between Biden and Sanders, because it will be a lot better than what we have in the White House right now.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I stated to Carly 4 years ago, and you remember my tweet, Carly, it's going to be a long 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, really, it's all about that electoral college states, because that's where Trump won last time. So Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and is it Wyoming? I forget the fifth one, but I think that's where we really need to focus. I just noticed Biden has won Mississippi tonight. That's no big surprise.
Right.
But I think
with the African American vote in the South, that was going to happen.
But I think Michigan tonight will be interesting, because 4 years ago Bernie beat Hillary in Michigan, but that's a whole different kind of race, you know.
Okay.
But,
and like I said, it could come down to the Islamic vote in Michigan with who wins out over there, because even though there's a lot more African Americans populated, but outside of Detroit, where you don't have that much African American or Arab American population, it's going to be hard to decide who will win that race in that state.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, I'm gonna vote for whoever's the nominee. I pray it's Biden. Listen, Biden would not have been my choice, but I like Bernie personally, but I think he's too far left to try to get any of the disgruntled Trump voters over. You know, a lot of people who don't want to vote for Trump again probably would vote for Biden over Sanders, because they're afraid of that socialist, you know, label.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right,
yeah.
That's true, and if it is who we think it's going to be, who's currently in the White House come January, I'm going to be on social media once again, printing out the card. It's going to be a long 4 years, as if it was.
Oh God, don't say that, Bobby. Bobby, don't even put that out there. But that's what has to go in a moment. You got to come back.
Guys, yes, thank you. Thank you so much for everything.
You have to come back more than, 6 months, you know, because someone's having a birthday in June, meaning me, and you have to come on my birthday, so because if you don't, you're going to break my heart in two, because, you know, you're one of my guys, so if you don't come, I'm really not going to be happy.
Well, I may just show up at your door and knock on the door and give you flowers.
No, I will love that. But I don't want you late for your appointment. Oh, and I left you a message on your Facebook. And just answer when you have time.
Everyone can go to my website, jaspercole.com, and it's got all anything I'm doing and a link to my show, One on One with Jasper Cole, and all that good stuff. So, love you, Carly. Bobby, great talking to you. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
But I'm still here.
David, you okay, hold on. David, you're on, right?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, Bobby. Did you hear what he said? He just said he loved me. Sorry.
Oh, Maggie was here tonight, because it would have been great to
Maggie
have her on.
Maggie's not feeling well, you guys. She's been having a migraine since yesterday, and when she gets those migraines that feel like her head is going to explode, I told her not to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
After all, you know, we want Maggie healthy, and I think all four of us need to be very careful about going outside. I can't, because my doctor just, you know, I'm kind of in self-quarantine myself now that I have it. But just because of my immune system and me being sick 2 years ago, you know, they don't want to chance it, and I don't want to chance it because I love being back on here. And I also want to say that, you know, we lost Bosco Bones over the weekend, and then we found out it was suicide. And my thing is, once again, we need to talk about mental health in this world. I mean, bad enough we have a mental health president on our hands, but I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm one of the things we need to know, because he's the one of the pioneers who brought, you know, bipolar out there. You know, and, I mean, if you had cancer, you would take care of it. So, my advice is this, you know, if you're struggling, just get help these days, because it's not a bad thing anymore. It's not a stigma like it was. I mean, remember back in the 90s, you guys, how everyone thought everyone was going to die of AIDS because, you know, they didn't know much about it. And people, Magic Johnson is still living, you know, with it, and he's doing fine. And, you know, we have Alice Trebek, who just passed his 1 year mark of the cancer. And I just want to say that Zebedee and Wheel Person are doing the right thing by not having the audience there. I wonder if the View and the Talk will follow suit, and the late night shows, I wonder if they are going to follow suit by not having an audience for a while, because you know, it's not safe, and people do not forget about toilet paper, because I went to the store and I couldn't find toilet paper the other day before I was self-quarantined, and somehow my grandma, all the eggs were gone, and was sucked for her by my mom and dad. Was able to get some, but just be careful. I mean, this is not like you guys don't have to go out and hold food, because this is not like the depression or anything. This is just a stupid virus that should have been contained, and it wasn't. So, you know,
my big concern is, as far as what's going to happen with the local teams in Seattle. I mean, what's going to happen with the WNBA team? What's going to happen with the XFL team? What's going to happen with the Mariners, Seahawks, and what's going to happen with the NCAA tournament games in Spokane if you happen to have this situation continue going into the basketball tournament?
Well, I mean, I just think that we just have to be responsible right now. And I was thinking, because of everything that has gone wrong lately, I do not want to have a show on Friday the 13th just because it's the 13th. And I'm scared of something happening going wrong. And, who do we have on Thursday, David?
David, my good friend David Martinez. He was in The Bodyguard, and he did some movies, and he's going to sing a little bit. If you're nervous, go ahead in. David Martinez, good friend of mine.
Are you going to be able to call in, Bobby?
Is that 5 o'clock Pacific, David?
It's 8 p.m.
About 5 o'clock West Coast.
Okay, that's great. I'll definitely be on here. And you said no show Friday?
No, I just don't want to chance it because it's the 13th. And who knows, David might want to go see that movie that's coming out on Friday the 13th. Who knows? And I just want to say, I saw the best movie, is out on Amazon Prime right now. It's called Bombshell. Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron, Margot Robbie was in it. It was about Fox News. And let me tell you guys, it was one of the best movies I've seen in a while. And it had me until the very end. And I'm not caught up with today's soap. I'm not caught up with a date from yesterday or today. I'm not caught up with B&B or Y&R from last week.
Well, join the club.
I will. I will. You know, and one day there's no one Chicago for some reason. It's not on this week. And I still think I still think Tigger is not dead, even though someone hasn't seen it, so I won't say anymore. I cannot wait for tomorrow because Sunny finally puts the screws to bed. Yes.
You what?
And I'm not feeling sorry so bad. Okay, you mess with the mobster's family. You mess with Carson. You done. New history. I hate you, Brad. Not that I will not interview him, but Brad, I will have a lot of bone to pick with him. And also, someone that passed away today, the exorcist in Game of Thrones, Max von Sydow.
Well, that's a guy's name. I don't know who you're talking about because I heard about it this morning.
Yeah, he was 90, so that's 90 good too, you know.
Right. But I didn't even bother seeing The Exorcist because it was too scary, and there was a lot
that's
of church people back then saying, don't go see it, because it's too scary and stuff like that.
I saw it while you're in here.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones that much, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and I just want to say also, I have a little bone to pick with the LA people. The more and more I read about what happened with Kobe Bryant and the helicopter crash and the fact that the deputy took pictures. I'm sorry, they were wrong on every account. Every account they were wrong. You don't do that. You know, those poor kids do not have to relive this. And there should not be pictures out there.
Yes, because you know somewhere on the market there are going to be pictures of them because this is something that came to my head this morning when I was listening to NPR. And they were doing a story about similar pictures that came out of Mexico, similar to deaths that were more gruesome and graphic. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and also before we go, I just want to say,
I'm still here.
So now I'm just, I know, I, so no show Friday.
Okay.
And we will be back Thursday. And
okay. Just
remember, vote Biden. Sorry. Biden's the guy I'm going for. And
yes.
Tonight, Washington has, I already did my primary and voted in. And also, due to the coronavirus, then a hospital has to reschedule some fan events, by the way.
Yeah, I had to reschedule the event in Raleigh because I was originally going to, but I had not gotten my ticket from Myrtle Beach. Have they rescheduled
it
for Raleigh?
In North Carolina, Emmy and all those are going to be there, but they are rescheduled into October 24th and 25th. They rescheduled that because of the virus.
So it's October in North Carolina.
Yeah. So,
okay.
That's
great. That's great. That's something I can work for because I've just sent out a letter to Eden and Emmy and William saying I was going to be unable to make it. However, with the coronavirus going on right now, because I was originally going to just shake their hands and maybe fist bump them and that's it. And maybe side hug them as opposed to just give them hugs face to face or anything like that. But originally, because of the coronavirus and because of the situation that I might be in, but keep me posted
and
on
you
that
know,
volume.
Really? Really, the coronavirus is messing with my life because every day they have to interrupt something, and also the stock market yesterday, they interrupted the age for 5 minutes until the stock market was down.
I did the same thing in Philadelphia and New York and Raleigh, and I don't know about Chicago because I was going to text you and Maggie about it until I got it from a Philadelphia station because I didn't know anything about it until Philadelphia viewers got upset.
And
this was at 10 o'clock at night.
Enjoy the night, you guys. We'll be back on Thursday.
All right, you all have a good night.
Yeah.
Good night,
okay,
guys.
Bye,
Cardi. Bye.